tone or anything like that.
Okay, I was just wondering, because the guy gave me a real fast run-through on the operation of the radio. And Jim, like you were using Steve's radio, this guy, made me feel real happy, because I think you remember, I thought there was something wrong with that 850, and he said, there's nothing wrong with this radio. He said he made a bunch of contacts with it, said he got good signal and audio reports out of it.
Yeah, Rocky, no, I think you're fine. And, yes, Steve, that's all you have to do. You just got to throw it into transmit, and you will be transmitting a carrier. You are making a sound, because when you send the carrier, it's basically the same thing you're doing when you're pressing down on a Morse code key. So, yeah, you can do it that way. I looked at the SWR situation, and I wasn't 100% sure what they're saying in the manual, but I think I have it. I didn't do it, but I will do that. As a matter of fact, I may do that very shortly. I think I read it correctly, and I found that, because what was confusing me, it was saying go to the CW set position, and I'm going, I don't see a button for that, but I have figured it out in the manual. It's underneath the little hood there. There's a couple of dip switches. So I threw it into the SWR position, and I said, aha, now what they're talking about is to get the CW set, there's a pot in there that you got to turn. And if I'm reading it correct, I turn that pot until it says on the meter until the needle will be pointing at CW set, and then I transmit, and that should give us the SWR that the radio is basically seeing, the reflected coming back. So I'll do that in a few. I wanted to talk to you first, so I'm glad you brought that up. I don't know if you read it and can remember verbatim, but that's what I was getting out of the manual.
Yeah, I remember something like that, and I was like, well, I don't have a key, and I didn't know what they were talking about either. The manual is very vague. I mean, they gave you a very light run-through of how those systems work. You know, it's not very informative, the manual. It's very light reading. I remember Charlie was asking me something about the way the microphone was wired. And in the manual, it really doesn't tell you much about that either. Everything's very vague.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I was sitting there, and I said, well, I'll discuss it with you before I do it. I think they could have been, they might have actually shown a pictorial with maybe an arrow pointing to the actual pot to use, rather than you figuring it out when you've got seven or eight pots there. But I basically have it, and I will do that before you get the radio back, and I will let you know what the outcome of that is, and whether now I'm not sure if you have to do that every time you want to look at the SWR, or if it's a one time thing that you do is where you set the meter to SWR set, and then when you go between the RF switch and the what's the other function on that switch, I think it's ALC and power or whatever, I don't know if once you set that pot, if when you hit the RF switch whether it automatically goes back to that SWR set point, and then you key it up, and you can see what your reflected power is. I don't. That's why I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm not sure if that's a, once you do it once, it's permanently that way for you, or you have to do it each time you want to check the SWR. So I'll let you know once I do it, and then we'll both be informed on, you know, if it's calibrated once, whether it's a permanent set.
Okay, Jim, very good. If you manage to do it, Just leave it in SWR. excuse me. Damn it. Just leave it in SWR, and I always have the external power meters here, so I could always find out what that's doing and with the tuner. But I'd like to have just the radio, you know, have the radio one also. So for when any kind of weirdness happens, I have, you know, a secondary system I could look at. Remember, Rocky, I was telling you about a governor in some of the radios, like when you said you first could only get 50 watts out. And so that radio has it on the main board, but they make it fairly inaccessible. You got to take the whole top cover off to get to that switch. But that radio has that's how I knew about that, Rock. That radio has it on the board. Jim's been using that to limit the power when he wants to. It's like a governor, a little toggle, and you can go 50 or 100. So it's interesting. I like the radio a lot, you know, but it's got little problems here and there.
Very good. I found that switch in my radio, and I also have a pot that was somebody turned down, so the wattage was down lower. I have to still trim that back down to about 95 or 100 watts, but I'll do that later on once I get a better analyzer on it and a better antenna. Let's see if Charlie's out there. N1LU, KD2BOR.
KD2BOR, N1LU. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Vietnam. Charlie.
Yeah, I don't know how good it is, and I know it's getting worse, but it's Friday. Well, at least Steve's Robin Williams is better than his Horseshack. Oh, is that who that was? Well, he was attempting Horseshack before, but he had a mouthful of food, so it didn't come out all that well. Charlie, I got your email, and that's funny. You had Jeff's article the whole time. Yeah, I started reading his website and some information that he offered, and I said, gee, that sounds familiar. So I had a pile of magazines at work, and I looked through them, and sure enough, it was there. So I was reading that. But yeah, he doesn't waste any time. He, like he said, he is retired. He's already got that switch box made up. I told him it's going to be a little while before I can get the money together for that, so he wants $65 for that. Yeah, well, that's a little involved, so I could see him asking for some casherini for that one, but I don't know about $65, but, you know, I guess it's worth it, but it is involved. I mean, you get the 8 pins on the RJ 45, and he's got to do it twice, and you got to have an 8-pin two-pole switch, three-pole switch, actually. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of work involved, so, I mean, I can see him asking money. I fortunately have an old data switch here, an AB data switch, which has everything in it. I just, like everything else, I just procrastinate. I kept it around just for that. One of these days, I'll get to it. Yeah, okay, very good. My only concern is every time he contacts me via email, he starts out the email with "Dear Charlie," and I don't write to any of my friends like that.
Yeah, I know. That's I think all mine are like that too. I usually, if I was going to write to you, I usually say "Hey Charlie" or "Hi Charlie." I don't know, but you gotta give it to, I guess he's kind of old school.
Yeah, absolutely. More of a joke than anything else, but seems like a real nice guy and eager to please. I don't know if I'd go camping with him, but certainly knows his stuff.
Yeah, he's been published quite a few times in QST.
He's got a number of articles. I have one of his articles. I'd be interested in knowing, maybe when you get to work, if you don't remember it offhand, what issue QST that was, what month and year. I may have it here in my pile.
Yeah, I believe it was May of 2009.
Okay, let me write that down because I believe I with the ARRL I go like a year on with them, and then I let my subscription lapse for a year, and then I go back with them. So I think I was subscribing in 2009. So I'll have to check my pile. I'll write down May of 2009 and see what I can come up with. Sometimes I never even read the magazine, so I might have just missed that totally. But he was also, I have one issue with him in, and I think it may have been this year's. I'll have to look for that. He's got a great portable car hitch kind of mast system for portable operations that he came up with, and a pretty ingenious little device. It's basically a tilt-over mast, a drive-on tilt-over mast that he devised, and it uses a boat trailer tilt-up fifth wheel arrangement, and it was actually pretty ingenious.
Yeah, I saw that. He's got that on his website as well. Yeah, he's got some good ideas, that's for sure. Yeah, I've got to get either a subscription to QST or swing by Advanced Specialties a little bit more often. He sells the QST and other ham radio magazines. It's always nice to get them. I end up reading the same one 20 times, which is good, but, you know, they do have a little too much in the way of advertising. Let's see, I sent out a better recording to Viermar. So I think he was happy with that, and I also sent out the recording to, what the hell was his name, the guy from Virginia. I can't remember his name for some reason. Anyway, I sent that out to him yesterday. Then I had a couple of minor situations with the kids, and that was it. Pretty uninteresting day. I didn't even get on the radio. Bands are crappy again, according to the geomagnetic chart on QRZ. Everything's poor and fair. Mostly poor. Rocky, over to you. KD2BOR, N1LU.
Jason.
Roger.
Very good, Steve. Why don't you pick it up? I'm a little involved in something here. I'll be monitoring for a bit.
Okay, Rock, sorry about that. I just wanted to interject the guy's name.
No, that was good. Yeah, that's right, Jason. I don't know why I didn't remember that. I got a good friend of mine. His name's Jason.
I thought it was funny when you said Jason and then Charlie said Roger. I was going to jump in and say, no, Jason.
Jason, Roger. Anyway, give me a couple of minutes. I'm coming up to the mobile station. Let me grab my cup of coffee. K2MIJ, N1LU.
Okay, Charlie. And I can tell you from experience, yeah, the bands are lousy right now. Very bad. Although I did work, I was telling Steve, I just finished working W5WRH, Aeronautical Mobile. That was kind of fun. He was 28,000 feet above Kingston, Jamaica, headed for South America, so that was kind of interesting. And then I, strangely, as bad as the bands are, because 20 is absolutely dead, I heard a ZL come in just pounding away, and then I just heard a VK right after I finished with the Aeronautical Mobile, a VK called them, and they had a chat. So, strange, conditions are bad, and yeah, we're having another geomagnetic storm. Anyway, Steve, you take it. I am I am going to try and do this SWR thing on your radio. I will be back in a few.
Jim, before you go.
Yeah, go ahead, Charlie.
That aeronautical mobile, was it on CW or voice?
No, he was on sideband, and he was actually very strong. He was definitely a 5'9 here, but he couldn't hear anybody. He gave me a 5'3, and everybody thereafter, that's all he could hear was, the most anybody got was a 5'3. It was very strange.
What band was that, 20?
Yeah, he was on 14244. His name is Dan, and he was on a 757, 400 watts, and a slinky type antenna that's in the the upper airfoil or whatever. It does, it's not trailing the jet. It's actually embedded in the tail.
I don't know where, how the hell you find these strange contacts. But that's good. Yeah, that was a pretty cool contact. I would have liked to have made that. I think I've made one or two aeronautical mobiles in my whole ham career. All right, I'll be back, N1LU.
The only one that comes to comes to mind that I recall, I had one, he was leaving St. Martin, and I forget where he was going, but... he was took off and leaving St. Martin behind, and I worked him. But any case, KB2TIA in the group.
Yeah, I think I told you. I think I had worked one, but my God, that's going back many, many years ago. I for some reason I recall an aeronautical mobile, and. But I, it was so long ago, I wouldn't even be able to tell you what his call was or where he was or anything like that. So this one was kind of exciting and fresh and new. And Charlie, if you're there and you're listening, I just happened to hear him calling CQ. And when he signed with Stroke Aeronautical Mobile, I jumped on it. I caught him just as he was calling. And I was the first guy in there, so that's it. I tell you, you got to listen. That's the big secret to the whole thing, is being in the right spot and ears open. So anyway, Steve, you take it. I'm going to go see what I can do with your radio.
Okay, I'm going to get myself a beverage, and then... maybe someone will be back to talk to. Got Rocky on the side, Jim on the side, Charlie on the side. Could be construed as a one-way communication. KB2TIA in the group, and I'll be right back.
Okay, Steve, go get your drink. I'm back. KD2BOR.
Okay, N1LU back.
KD2BOR here.
KB2TIA.
So what's Jim doing to your radio, Steve? Still messing with it?
I don't know if you saw his post on the news group. He's been having a grand old time. I think I ruined him. It's going to be hard for him now going back to QRP. But in any case, he's trying to set the SWR... the radios is the manual is very vague, and I've tried to set the SWR meter on the radio, and it wants you to use a key, a CW key to do it, and I didn't have one available, so before he gives the radio back, I want him to take care of that.
Okay. Did he take the top off and check some screws and stuff for you?
Negatory. I don't think he did. He didn't want to mess with it too much. You know, I told him I wouldn't hold him responsible. But I think he didn't want to play around inside there.
Yeah, okay. Are you going to do that when you get it back?
I'll give it the once over. But, you know, some of that I don't know what I'm looking at. And, you know, I don't want to play around in there either. No magic screwdriver here.
And we'll just look at the four corners of the boards on the top and the bottom, and there'll be screws holding them in place. Just see that they're screwed down. You may have some sort of grounding issue, and that's why, you know, something that's intermittent, and that's why you get the RF once in a while. But, yeah, no, I don't blame you. I'm not crazy about going into radios either if I don't have to. You know, to do something like that, it's fairly safe. And like I said, if you see anything that looks like, you know, pushing cables, I don't know what kind of jacks they'd have, but something that's plugged into another cable, maybe unplug it, plug it in again a few times. You know, that you may have a loose connection in there. But, yeah, I can see how Jim, going from 5 watts to 50 watts, that's, you know, 10 times the power he has. So, yeah, that must make a difference, especially when he's on CW.
Yeah, he's gone up to 100, too. So, he's, you know, it's funny, you know, it's not a bad radio. And I feel it has good ears. And Jim said that it's better than his radio listening-wise. It's just, it has, like, a couple of little issues, you know. The preamp is intermittent, you know. It works, it doesn't work. Now it's working, now it's not working again. The come-and-go RF problem, you know, and now 15 and 17 aren't working. You know, and then they work. It's quirky. You know, it's a very quirky radio. And I'm not sure, you know, if I have the skill to troubleshoot what's inside of it, you know, what's wrong with it. But, you know, hey, we're working on it.
Yeah, I would do some searches on the internet, tell them, mention the problems you're having. See if there's a Yahoo group for that radio. Sometimes you can get a lot of insight from the Yahoo groups. I belong to a Yahoo group for almost every radio I own, and once in a while something comes up that's pretty helpful. Kitty2BORN1LU, you playing with that 850 at all, Rocky?
Excuse me, yeah, with the privileges I have, Charlie, I've been on 10 meters. It seems like the SWR at times is not too bad, but it's just basically been dead.
Yeah, unfortunately, 10 hasn't been great, even when other bands are good. You know, you'll find one or two stations, at least that's how I find it, one or two stations on. You know, I went through all that effort to get that Antron 99 up on the roof, and I haven't really found anything spectacular with it, but I'll keep it there, at least for the summer. See what happens in the winter. But you know, it's still nice to have off the ground anyway. Let's see, there was something else I wanted to say, and I forgot now. It's going to be one of those days. I hate rainy days, commuting in this, and then coming home after work. Sounds like it's going to be torrential downpours. Should be a fun ride. Oh, I want to see if Carlos is out there. KD2DKO N1LU. All right, I meant to send him an email yesterday. I want him to do another recording. I don't know if you guys have noticed anything on my audio, not on it, but with it. Yesterday, somebody mentioned that they, you know, heard the road noise. They said it wasn't objectionable. My audio went over it, but I lowered the mic sensitivity down to low, and I just wanted to see how it sounds between low and medium.
Sounds okay to me.
It sounds fine. There's, you know, it's not distracting or anything. You just hear that slight, like when you're on an airplane, like you said. You just hear that noise, you know, It's constant, it fades into the background, and you don't pay attention to it. But it's there, you know. It's not bad at all. Right now, you know, it's perfectly fine.
Yeah, well, that's because I have the mic setting on low, sensitivity on low. But I wanted to see how it changes my audio. Carlos has got a neat way of making recordings on the computer, and they come out really, really good. But he's got to set up some sort of cable. I got to ask him how he's doing that. Not that I can do it, because I'm my computer's upstairs, my radio's downstairs, but his are fairly close to one another. And somehow he sets up the output of the speaker to the computer and can record it on the computer. So I wanted to have him do that while I went from low to medium and see how it changed, just so I could see how it changes.
Does your car play, can you hook an MP3 player into your car?
Yes.
You take that same cable, you take it from the earphone jack on the radio, put it into the microphone port of the computer, and you can record.
I don't have an earphone plug on my radio. You mean the speaker, the external speaker plug?
Roger.
Plug that where?
You take, you're going to put a line between the external speaker on the port on the radio, and you put it into your sound card on the computer. It has a microphone port. And you can just go one in into the other. Some of them have even an additional input on the sound card. You can use that also.
Okay. You know what? I wonder if I could do that with my laptop. And then why? You just use one of the recording programs on the computer?
It's built in Windows. Windows has a sound recorder built right in. It's not the best program in the world, but it should give you a general idea.
All right, cool. Sounds interesting. I'll have to try that with my laptop. I wonder if I could do that with my smartphone. I got an earphone jack on my smartphone.
You could do stuff like that. Let's say you had Echolink on your smartphone, and you could plug it into the computer and record what you're hearing.
Yeah, it's one of the downfalls to these new Windows phones. There's no Echolink program for it yet. I'm hoping they come up with one, but every time I check, it says there's no program for the Windows operating system that's on my phone.
KB2, TIA4AD. Over to you, Rocky.
Yeah, very good, Steve. I was searching around on the internet about your radio. Found a couple things, not with the problem you're having with the two bands, but there was something in there. I backed out of it already, but something about the preamp problem.
I saw one where the guy says he has to keep, he goes, it has the preamp problem, it's like a known thing. And he goes, I gotta just keep pressing it in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out until it comes on.
At one site was talking about the relay being dirty. And it was two other things that were mentioned. I backed out. I don't remember exactly what it was. There was a that came up right away. That seems like you said a common problem.
Guess you can't get to the relay, right? Spray it with contact cleaner.
It's kind of in the middle of the face of the radio. You'd have to take a couple of boards out, I think, to get to it.
Yeah, I know. I'm never eager to do that. Sometimes you can find some video or something online that walks you through it. I tell you, I was able to change my son's laptop screen watching a video. But, you know, you can't always find a video for what you're trying to do. You know, if somebody shows me how to do something, usually I can do it. But the videos are few and far between. They're not always out there when you need them.
K2MIJ, KB2TIA, how you doing with the SWR project?
KV2TIA, K2MIJ. Yeah, I'm still playing with it, Steve. I'm trying to follow the manual, but it's not doing anything that it says it's supposed to do. Right now I'm doing a Google search on it, so this thing is just so vague. I mean, it's telling me about an SWR set switch, and there's no such animal. And when I Google it, that's about the hundredth question I come up with, where everybody says, "What is this SWR set switch that they keep talking about?" I don't have it, so I'm trying to dig in because apparently everybody else is confused by that manual.
Yeah, it's almost more of like dictionary definitions of what it is than what to do with it. You know, like the automatic gain control. It'll tell you what the automatic gain control is, but it doesn't give you any idea of how you set it and lock it in and all that stuff. It just like it gives you a description of what the stuff is, but no instruction on how to use it or set the stuff. And I played around with all different things on there, and like the SWR, I could never figure it out, you know? And like you said, we've been talking about the manual is just incredibly vague.
What's that model number on that radio?
It's the IC-730. I'm looking at that now, Steve. I'm Googling it because that's the whole problem. It tells you, okay, to do this, you gotta get the meter to calibrate, and you'll see a SWR set position on the meter, and that's what it's telling you. Use that pot to bring that up to that position, and it tells you make sure you depress the RF switch. Okay, cool, that's there. And then it says, now set the SWR set switch. Well, there is no such thing as an SWR set switch. The pot that you have to turn underneath the hood is marked SWR set, but that's not a switch, and it does nothing to the needle. So that's what I'm trying to look for, and that's what everybody else seems to be asking the same thing, saying, I don't have an SWR set switch. So let me see what I can dig up here.
KD2DKO.
Go ahead, Carlos. Charlie's been looking for you.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. Yeah, Charlie, I was just setting up the wire so I could have the recorder set here for you. So just let me know when you want to start and give me about a 10-second head start so I press the recording button and we'll get going.
All right, let me get into New Jersey. I'm just getting ready to cross the George. I want to make sure I have a nice, clean DFQ signal into the repeater. So give me a couple of minutes. Yeah, I had a feeling you might be sandbagging, as they say. I meant to send you an email yesterday to ask you ahead of time. And I guess that's how you're setting it up, going from the speaker port on the back of the radio to the mic port on the computer.
N1LU, KD2DKO, yeah, that's, it's kind of weird because right now what I'm doing is I'm hearing you on the computer and, you know, you're clear on the other side of the room. Usually, you know, I've got the little speaker that you gave me, that's what I've been using, but it's kind of weird. But yeah, you can just set the level by lowering the volume on the radio until it doesn't overmodulate, and then you check the meters. I use a program called Audacity. And that's what I capture the sound with. Then I could just save it to a WAV file or an MP3.
Okay, that's pretty cool. I'll have to try to see if I can get that set up on my laptop and bring the laptop down in the basement. Then I can make recordings of you guys that way and send it to you. The way I'm doing it, it's a little primitive, but they come out pretty good.
Carlos, you forgot the most important part. Audacity is free.
Well, that's a Roger. That's a, definitely Jim. But it's a good program. I mean, you can change the sound. You can add echoes, sound effects. You know, whatever you want. I just capture the sound the way that it comes directly from the radio, so that you can hear, you know, what it sounds like. And probably, I like the recordings you make, Charlie. The only difference would be, you know, this way you're going directly through the radio as opposed to hearing it from your speaker, but it sounds pretty good to me anyway, you know.
Yeah. So what do you have to do? You have to bring that program up, Audacity, and then start, you have to hit a record button on it, and then it saves the, it records the file, then you save it and name it.
Yeah, exactly. And then I use the... I use an editing program. I think it's one of the ones that I sent you to edit the file if it's too big or whatever, and I just want the clip with you in it. So, you know, I do both. I just export the whole thing as an MP3, and then I edit it and just save the part that I want to save.
Cool, and you edit it in the same program?
Thank you. Audacity, but I've never checked because it's not as easy as the program that I sent you. That's, you know, you just pick the start point, the end point, and the program will just save it. So I just export it as an MP3 file, and I edit it with the other program. I forgot the name of it, but I'll let you know as soon as I do it.
Okay, very good. KD2DKO and 1LU. Pass it around, and then I'll be in a... I mean, I'm in a good spot now, but pass it around. Let everybody say something, and then we can get to this. Because I'm going to also want to, right now I'm on low sensitivity setting on the microphone. I'm going to want to try to get in the same recording, the medium setting. I'm not going to even bother going to high. That'll bring in too much road noise.
Alrighty, let me go over by the computer so I can make sure that the levels are correctly set, and let me throw it over to Rocky, KD2BOR, KD2BKO. Good morning, Rocky.
Hey, good morning, Carlos. All right, go do what you got to do. I'm just doing a little monitor here. I'll throw it over to Steve, KD2BOR.
Jim, if you wanted to give it a shot, on 14-144... Kazakhstan, or whatever the heck you say it. Call sign is UP44WFF. Special call. If you want to give it a shot, 14-144. But the bands look like they're in awful shape, so, as Charlie said. And I'll hand it over to you, Jim. KB2TIA.
Okay, Steve. I've already got Kazakhstan in the book. But the only problem with his frequency is I can't transmit there unless he's in running CW. That's below even extra phone privileges. He's in the European band, so if he's on phone, I could only work him split. And I'm still searching out your SWR calibration condition here. It doesn't seem that we're the only ones that can't figure it out.
Well, at least I feel better about that. I was a little embarrassed asking you to help. So, a ham that can't figure out how to check SWR is kind of embarrassing. So I'm glad it's not just me. Over to you, Charlie. KB2TIA.
Yeah, like I said, definitely check out the Yahoo groups. Type in IC730, see what comes up. There may be a whole group dedicated to just that radio, and you may be able to find some fixes on there for the problems that you're encountering. But I guess since Jim had the problem, it's not a antenna issue as we thought in the beginning, which probably would have been better. It seems to be a radio issue, but I still think in the long run you'll find out it's some sort of a grounding issue that's causing the problem. But who knows? Anyway, Carlos, you ready?
N1LU, KD2DKO. Yeah, we've been recording here for the last go-around, so whenever you're ready, Charlie, let it go. The only one that's not going to be recorded is me, so back to you.
Okay, very good. Well, I've been in the low sensitivity, microphone sensitivity setting. I'm going to attempt to, oops. Ah, crap. Oh, good. I'm getting stuck at a light. This is just what I need. All right, obviously I can't do that while I'm keyed up. Stand by 1 second. All right, KD2DKO, N1LU, went back to medium. Unfortunately, I'm not moving, so I won't show you much for the road noise as soon as this light changes. Okay, there we go. Now hopefully you'll hear a little road noise. I'm not going 60 miles an hour, but I am on a side street over here in the lovely state of New Jersey, and I should hit plenty of bumps and stuff. I'll be curious to see if you hear any change. This is the medium microphone sensitivity on the Kenwood DMD 710 Alpha KD2 DKO N1LU mobile.
N1LU mobile KD2 DKO. All right, that sounds like it was a good capture. Let's try the other setting. What do you want to try, the low setting or the high setting?
Well, I started out on the low. I think you were recording while I was on the low. And then I put it on medium. I can try it on the high. Did you notice any change between low and medium?
Well, to be honest with you, Charlie, since I'm across the room, I really can't hear it. I'm just hearing, I'm hearing the audio pretty low. I just know that you're throwing it back to me, and, I can make out what you're saying, but I really can't make an audio check until I actually listen to the recording.
Oh, okay. Very good. Is it still recording, I assume? This is the high microphone setting. I backed off the mic a little bit just to not to overmodulate. Just see how that sounds. So this is the high sensitivity setting on the microphone.
N1LU KD2DKO. Yeah, that's it sounds a little more powerful, but like I said, I'm across the room, so the only person that's not going to be recorded is me during this queue, so I'm seeing nothing but a deadline, like that heartbeat thing on a monitor. You guys, when you talk, I can see it, and it's just a flat line with me, because obviously there's nothing coming out through the speaker while I'm talking. But all right, you guys pick it up, go another round, and then I'll cut the recording. I'll send you the whole thing. How's that?
Okay, very good. Yeah, I appreciate you doing this. I went back to low microphone setting. I'm going to keep it on that until I hear the recording, and then make a decision on what to do. But I do like cutting out as much of the road noise as I can, because this car is a Honda Civic. It doesn't have a lot of insulation or noise insulation like the luxury cars do. So when I'm on a highway going 65, 70 miles an hour, you can hear the tires, plus the tires need changing, but you can hear the tires rolling on the road. And then there's certain roads that I pass over, the Tappan Zee, for instance. That's all groove pavement. When I go on that, it really gets noisy in the cab. And I know my audio is overriding it, but, I like to have as clean a signal as I can. KB2TIA, N1LU.
Okay, I'm just researching my 730, and I found some interesting stuff I'm trying to read. But I'll be listening. I'll hand it over to Rocky. We haven't heard from him in some time. KD2BOR, KB2TIA.
Thanks, Steve. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff out there, Steve. I was finding a lot of things, but like you said, you need some time to read it over. So, Charlie, I've been in and out of here trying to do some work. What did you actually do to your radio? I heard something about sensitivity or something like that.
Yeah, there's a microphone sensitivity menu, and it's high, medium, and low. And apparently, I've been on medium. I haven't even had it on high. I don't think hardly at all when I owned the radio, when I first got the radio. But I had it on medium. Someone mentioned road noise. Not that it was objectionable, just that he could hear. He said, "No, I know you're on the road because I can hear the road noise." And you know me, I'm a bit of a freak with that. So I changed the setting from medium to low, and he said that helped out considerably on the road noise. But I wanted to make sure it didn't change, my spoken audio. I wanted to make sure that was still, up to par to my higher standards. So the only way I could really judge that myself is to hear it myself. So that's why I wanted Carlos to make the recording, so I can be a judge of how it sounds.
I guess my understanding of that is if you're changing the sensitivity of the mic, the only thing I would think is if you're making it less sensitive, you might have to get just a little closer to it. I don't think it should change too much. You just might have to bring it closer to your mouth to keep the same audio and not picking up the background noise.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what I wanted to check to see if I was close enough. I really didn't make much of a change besides going to the low setting on the menu. I'm still as close as I always talk to the microphone, and I wanted to see if that changed anything. But obviously it didn't, because I didn't say anything to you guys when I first got on the road, and nobody complained and nobody noticed anything. So if there was a change, it was so subtle that you guys didn't notice it. So I just wanted to see how it, you know, with me, I'll be listening for it, so I might be able to pick up the little nuances that that might change with the different microphone sensitivity settings. That's all. I know I'm being a little inane about this, but that's the way I am when it comes to, you know, the radio. Oh, good. Gas came down to 321. I got it yesterday. I paid 330, I think, or 331. Geez, I could top off, but I don't really need that much. Back to you, Rocky. KD2BOR. Well, you know what? Let me see if Carlos is back. KD2DKO. Where the hell am I going? And 1LU.
Take this opportunity. I'm going to start getting cleaned up, and I'll catch you guys from the mobile. KD2BOR.
Okay, very good. You there, Carlos?
N1LU, KD2DKO. All right, guys. I'm going to shut it down and just give the 73s for the test, and I'll come back after I shut down the recorder.
Oh, okay. So I guess you're still recording. All right, 73. Thanks for doing that, Carlos. Looking forward to hearing you when I get home. Steve, over to you. KP2TIA, N1LU.
I like how you have things now. You sound really good. I don't hear much noise at all. And I think you'd like it.
Good. That's what I'm hoping.
I concur. I like that myself.
And 1LU mobile. Yeah, I don't know why I kept it on medium. I guess because when I did change it one time, somebody had told me it lowered the audio a little bit, but apparently it doesn't. So that's all. I just want to keep my audio up nice and high. I like loud audio as long as it's clear. So that's what I'm mainly looking for. And if it notched out some of the road noise, that's an added benefit. Hey, Jim, one thing that that Jeff said that I liked about that the headset that's coming with the setup is he said he prefers it because when he's in a long QSO and he wants to get a sip of coffee or something or tea or whatever, the mic is out of the way. And I find that to be a hassle with the headset that I'm using. I have to physically either move it or take it off in order to sip my coffee. And I love coming down on the radio and talking on the radio with a cup of coffee. So the one that goes, you know, real close to your mouth, that can be a hassle that way. But I never understand how these mics that rest on the side of your cheek actually pick up good audio without getting any kind of distortion just from being, you know, on your skin rather than in the air. But I'll give it a try anyway. Like I said, I've got the headset at home that I can try on it too.
Well, I'd give it a try, Charlie, but I think you're going to find you're not going to like the audio. When I tried it, that was exactly the results that most people had with it. Everybody would say, well, is there any way you could get it closer to your mouth, because it sounds like you're talking from a distance. And when I would physically take it off my ear and put it near my mouth, they would say, oh, that's better, that's 100%. So I don't think you're going to like it. And then the other issue is the one that, like you say, you use it, and I have the same one, and I have the same problem. I got to be swinging the boom out of the way in order to sip my coffee or a cold beverage, and it does become a hassle. And then getting the mic positioned back where everybody's happy again can be a pain. I guess maybe I gotta just learn how to drink my hot coffee through a straw.
Yeah, Teflon straw. Yeah, I try to find a happy medium where the mic is, you know, far enough away from my mouth that I can get my cup up there. You know, I don't want to stick the mic in my hot cup of coffee. I'm sure that'll ruin it. But, yeah, I was kind of hoping that maybe with the one he's sending me, I can adjust the, you know, that's what I like about the 857, and a lot of the radios too. You can adjust, you know, the settings on there to bring up the mic gain a little bit, maybe pick, you know, make up or compensate for the low audio, because the mic is so far away from your mouth. But we'll see. I never understood how those throat microphones worked either. You know, picking up vibrations from your throat, making it sound like clear audio. I've never used one, but I see them for sale all the time, and I could never understand how you could get good fidelity out of something like that. Whenever I think of a throat microphone, I think of guys that have had esophageal cancer and have the operation, and they got the hole in their throat and they put that thing up to it. I almost feel that's how the audio is going to sound.
Yeah, I would tend to agree. I don't know how they work either. But yet they get used. I've just never heard them honestly in a radio application. I know they get used in other other professions, but I've never actually heard one on a radio. So I don't know. It just doesn't seem like it's conducive to audio quality either. So I don't know. I guess until somebody tries one, I will never know. But I'm partial to the mic near the mouth. I Jeff swears by that. He uses it. I'm sure he probably already told he runs a Racy's Net. He's the control station for some Racy's Net down there, and that's what he uses, and he likes it for the same reason you and I like it. It gives you hands-free operation, and he swears by it. But I found in testing it when he sent it, it was a no-go. And the main thing I didn't like was that it was a left-eared setup. I don't know if you'll get lucky and get a right side. I ended up wearing it backwards because I didn't use the speaker, the earpiece anyway, so it didn't matter. It took a little work to put it on backwards, but I was able to do it. But I just wasn't happy with the audio quality, so I went to the other headset, and that one seems to work for me.
Yeah, you know, any headset that I ever had, especially the wireless ones for cell phones, they were always reversible. You could always make them right-handed or left-handed just by flipping the earpiece a certain way. I'm wondering if if that's the same way, or if it is set for left-handed and that's it. The other thing is, I just looked up on Yahoo Groups. There is a group that discusses the ICOM IC730. We will be sharing hints. So it might be something worth joining, Steve. You got to set up a Yahoo account, which is, you know, free and easy. I'm sure you can do it. You got to set up a login name and a password. And each time you go in, you have to log in. You also have to join the group and wait for them to accept you. They'll ask you, why do you want to join the group? You tell them, I own a 730, I'm having issues with it, and I'd like to, you know, see if I can't get some information on it. But they're very helpful, and it's people that have joined it are people that own the 730 from all over the country, all over the world, and you may get lucky.
Yeah, I would agree with you, Charlie. I that's what I did. I joined the 450-850 group. And that's how I found my issue with my my 450. So, if there's a group out there, I would do it. I would join also. And, Charlie, you're going to find that it's a molded ear set. You're not going to be able to swap it. I tried. It's a cheap dollar store ear set, headset. So, unless he found a different setup, but if it's the same as the one I got, it's left eared only. Go ahead, Steve.
ADTDKO.
Go ahead, Carlos. I have belonged to news groups before, just not recently. But go ahead, Carlos.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell Charlie that I just sent the email to him with the file. It's about 10 megs in size, and I'm checking my email. It doesn't seem like it's returning it, so I'm guessing his email can accept a file that size. If any of you guys want it, I could send it to you also. I don't know if 10 megs is might be too big for your email or not, but I could always try.
Did you send it to my N1MUQ email or the other one that I have, my cell phone email that ends with live.com or something?
N1LUKD2DK. I sent it to your opt online email, Charles.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, I think I can get that at opt online. I'll be able to check from work. I don't know if I'll be able to open it with this phone, but yeah, I think I can get that at home. So that's cool. 10 megs, wow, pretty big.
It's a 128K file, so you know that's good. That's a good compromise. It's not really high quality, super high quality, but it's not low quality. So 10 megs is big because the QSO is a good 5-6 minutes, maybe a little longer. But like I said, the quality is going to be good. It's basically what we're hearing at this end.
All right, cool. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Let's see if Rocky's in his car. And Steve, definitely join that 730. Believe me, you'll find, and you can even post. If you don't find what you want right away, you can put a post on there, tell them the problem you're having. Somebody may have had that problem and has solved it or knows what to do, and we'll get back to you. Sorry about that. I left that kind of vague. KD2BORN1LU.
Yeah, I kind of figured. I would just wait to see if Steve was going to go back. Yeah, Carlos, if you could send that to my computer at work, see if I can get it.
All right, I'll send it to all you guys. I'm not sure about Jim. Jim, is your email on QRZ?
Yeah, Carlos, mine's on QRZ.com. That's my good email address.
All right, I'll send it to all your emails. I don't know if Steve's will take it or not, but if not, I always message him on Facebook, so I could send it on there. Over to you, Steve. KB2TIA, KD2DKO.
Okay, Carlos. I'm not sure I can receive a 10 meg download. That's kind of large. I really don't know. So you can give it a shot, but I don't want you to get like tied up trying to transfer me something and it's not going to work. But I'm reading something here. It says an unusual amount of distortion or noise in the transmit signal. The mic gain is too high when the speech processor is on. While watching the meter in the ALC mode, turn the mic gain control counterclockwise so the meter is within the marked zone at the voice peak.
Yeah, no, your ALC is fine, Steve.
Okay. I don't see anything about the two bands not working. I may end up just ordering a new RF board. RF board.
Yeah, and I'm not having any luck with this SWR set. I have read the manual 6 times, and it is still telling me to set the switch. There is no SWR switch, and I don't know what they keep referring to as you got to put it in the RF switch, which I do. Then it says